B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Tunis, let me give you another shore question. You ready?
Yes.
The best shore beach.
Best shore beach, and I know a lot of people don't like it because of how big it is, but I will go Wildwood.
It's a Sahara type of beach.
And I know it's so far to the water, but that also means more space,
yes,
in my opinion.
Yeah.
So I go with that because there's nothing I hate more. Well, I don't want to give it my violation, but when people plant right next to you. But I will go the Wildwood Beach. The beach itself.
All right.
And there's more room to walk. They got the some of the bars. There's the beach bars in Wildwood.
Great beach bars.
So, yeah, right on the beach. Now you don't even have to go to the boards. So I'm in. I go. And plus,
you're giving Wildwood a lot of love.
Yeah, I do. I do love Wildwood.
Yeah.
But as a kid, it was Ocean City, New Jersey.
Yeah, but I don't understand your boardwalk argument. Well, you have to admit, I mean, Wildwood Boardwalk is, what, 5 times the size of Ocean City?
Yeah.
All right.
But it's,
it speaks for itself, no?
It's T-shirts and arcades, just like Ocean City, New Jersey.
Yeah, but my point is that you're talking like a couple blocks. Like, it is a glorified carnival, Ocean City.
Tyrone says they're not that different. Tyrone and I have been on the same page with the last couple days.
About salutations?
We had the salutations, right? We both went Young Bull over Killa. And now we got the... I'm not saying that Ocean City, New Jersey is better than Wildwood, but they're the same, in my opinion.
Nah.
For a kid, they're the same.
Nah, Wildwood's Vegas, and...
Now, when you're 14,
Ocean
15...
City is like... what would Ocean City be like? Like AC. That's the perfect analogy. Wildwood is to Vegas as Ocean City is to Atlantic City for adults. You understand?
Yeah, I understand.
You're a 10-year-old. You're all about Wildwood. You're a 10-year-old Ocean City. You go, yeah.
It's about the same.
It's like going, I go to Bordada.
I think when you get to the...
Drop or whatever, that's cool.
When you get to
I would go to Vegas.
When you get to that age 13, 14, it's Wildwood because there's a lot more going on. But when you're 10 years old, I don't think it really matters. You got games and rides and food.
Dude, it's more. It's like an orgy in Wildwood.
What?
It's an orgy of food, games, amusements. The rides are alone. 10 times better in Wildwood. You and Tyrone are crazy. Crazy. Yeah, me and Tyrone have not been on the same page.
No, you've not.
Ever since
LeBron and Jordan.
Jordan documentary, Tyrone and I, and we agreed for years and years and years.
I think it's because you two haven't seen each other in a while, so maybe the wavelengths are off.
Yeah, we're out. We're out on each other. We no good.
Oh, he says Ocean City's more wholesome, for sure, but he does say that Wildwood has more.
All right, well, that's my point. That's why Wildwood's Vegas and Ocean City is Atlantic City. Like, yo, dude, that's awesome.
You have your drink yet?
Hold on, let me go make one quick.
So I texted my wife. I was like, yeah, I'm coming home and I'm gonna make a few frozen drinks when I get home. Use the blender, and she goes, "Can we work out first?" And listen, I'm wearing a Hawaiian shirt at work right now. I am in no mood to work out. None.
Yeah, no.
I am in plant my ass in my chair out back.
You know what?
Under the sun.
That's for Tuesday.
Tom. Yeah. Yeah.
Tuesday. Back to the grind, right? Tuesday, Spartan.
Yeah, I got.
I'm gonna go Spartan Tuesday to July 4th weekend. I want to go as my goal.
I'm in
to go Spartan. now till Monday, I'm doing no beer Tuesday through to July 4th. I got too many beer. I mean, I want to be drinking. It's no good. And it's not even like, it's just from the calorie standpoint. It's terrible.
Yeah.
And I love the taste of beer.
I do too.
It's
as well. Listen, everything.
I love a cocktail. But a beer I can drink every day. You know what I mean? I don't want to be drinking cocktails every day.
Like, right. Exactly.
That's much too much. Like this, this weekend's nice, but that's the problem with the beers, man. And then I just can't have, one, right? You got to at least have three.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Right? Like, it's a Monday night or whatever it is, and you have three beers. That's fine, right? That's not bad. You don't feel anything after three beers.
But then you do three beers Tuesday, Wednesday, right. Thursday.
Yeah, all of a sudden, it's like an extra two meals. So,
right.
No good, man. So, we'll go Spart. Like that packed?
I'm not going to give up beer, but.
All right. No, you don't have to. Yeah, I do.
I'll keep going with the grind, though.
All right. Go Spartan, though. Increase the workout level. Tuesday through July 4th. And then we'll go back to Bacchanal. It's 105, and you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We're a Beasley Media Group station. All right, we got a couple open lines, actually four open lines. So you can jump in right now, and I'm dying to get your opinion on the title thing. How many do you see for each of the four teams? It's a championship berth. Not winning at all, but we got to beat nine from the 80s.
Yes.
And then I got all these questions from the Shore. I need more answers. I got to get Shore answers. But give me the biggest Shore violations. You're like, Tyrone's a good Shore guy.
Yes, he is.
You're like, the two of you guys, give me some Shore violations.
Right, I mean, I sort of mentioned it with the Wildwood Beach planting right next to someone. Like, I get if it's packed.
Yeah, that's a violation.
You find a little bit of space. But when you're like, I'm a get to the beach early kind of guy. And if I'm there at 8 in the morning or 9 in the morning, and then you plant right next to me, I go, yo, Hoss, back right. off here.
Right.
The other was feeding the seagulls. I mean, that's a one seed right there.
That's a total one seed.
Yeah, you can't feed the seagulls.
Nah,
it's fine. And there's sometimes the people that are weird that put like the food on their stomach because they want the seagulls to eat it off. I'm like, oh, do you know those things are disgusting?
I've never seen that before.
Oh, you've never seen that? Oh, no. Man. I've seen people of all ages, lay down and then they put the food on their stomach and then the seagulls come down, swarm, and they eat them off. And they're like, oh, it's so funny. So they get like bird flu or something. Hilarious, right?
That is bizarre.
Yeah, really? People do it.
Huh. I've never heard about that. Never heard. All right, give me another one. Give me your favorite Shore bar or restaurant.
There's one in Wildwood. I guess it's technically, where does it go? It goes Crest and then what? Like, if you're looking at it from right to left. So it's Crest and then North Wildwood and then Wildwood?
No. Crest, Wildwood,
then North Wildwood. Wildwood. Okay.
Like you have Diamond Beach. So you have Cape May. On the other side's Diamond Beach.
Right.
You have Wildwood Crest. That's all Wildwood Crest. And that takes you up to like where the boardwalk is. And that's Wildwood.
Right.
And then you got North Wildwood.
So it is, I believe it's in the Wildwood portion of it. But, my in-laws had a house at the Crest. So it's still walking distance, and it's off the boardwalk. It's called Dogtooth, and I don't know. They always have a nice vibe there, and they got the outdoor portions too, which I love. I'm all about the outdoor bar. So that's one of them. I'm trying to think of it. Like, I've never done the Sea Isle bar excursion. A lot of my friends do. I haven't done it.
I've never done that. I've never been a Sea Isle guy.
Yeah, I had a buddy of mine.
I never did the Sea Isle Ocean City. I've only done, again, we were Wildwood as kids.
And, yeah.
The whole thing. And then back to Wildwood. I did the Margate thing for a while.
See, I was so boring as a kid, too. I had a buddy of mine, a good friend, who had a house down there. I visit all the time, but it was like they had that little pier. And that, not even a pier. They had like the concrete.
Yeah.
And there was like four stores. And I was like, all right, so what do we do now? I did the beach all day.
Right.
I went to the concrete pier, and that's it.
Yeah, man. I hear you.
And you end up sitting in the house the rest of the night. That's not what you want to do.
Nah.
When you're down the shore.
Nah. You know what? That Avalon's nice. That's a nice town.
Yes, it is. Tyrone texts in on the text board, people not watching their kids at all. That's a good one. Not them having fun, but raging in your space. I kind of agree with Tyrone there.
I agree with that.
Like letting your kids do. Like I had last summer, there was a kid that was digging the hole, but he was doing the over the shoulder sand toss, and it
gets you all over.
It was all over me.
Yeah,
and I'm not gonna yell at the kid. Like so, I turn around and lock eyes with the parent.
Yeah,
and then the kid does it again, and Tommy, don't do that.
Yeah.
And then he does it a third time.
You always smack Tommy in the forehead.
Yeah, I'm like, yo, Tommy.
This is a little punk. Johnny Sarr checks in. Socks on the beach.
Yeah, I'm anti-sock. You can't go sock on the beach. Now, I have forgotten the flip-flop and have worn the shoes to the boardwalk, but then have taken the shoes off.
Yeah,
to then walk on, because, I'm not going to walk shoes and socks on the sand itself.
Yeah, I've done that, yeah.
Because, that walk, if you're lucky enough to be able to walk from the house to the beach instead of having to drive up closer, you do the walk.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right about that. Tasty Cake Tom, you're on 97, sunny in South Jersey. You're on 97.5 The FedEx Sunday.
Anthony, what's going on?
What's up, my brother?
Nothing much. Just driving for work. But I've been listening to all you. I listened all day, and I wanted to get on this Roaring Twenties with these sports teams.
Yes.
And I really think these next 3 years are going to be really bright for the Flyers. I watched every game this season. I was just so excited watching. I haven't been this excited watching that team in I don't know how long. And I really think that they could bring in maybe two or three championship runs. Maybe not win them all, but,
I got them for three finals over the next 10 years.
I can 100% see that. They're young, they're fast, and they want it, and I love the coach. Coach came in, did a great job. I love him.
Nah, you're right about the coach. The coach is a he's amazing, man. He got them playing. He, unlocked their ability, and he unlocked their ability to score.
Yeah, he turned a whole new gear on with them. I don't know what happened. Watched them last year, They were hot at some times, but, he kept them hot this whole season. They never took breaks.
Yeah. And you're right on.
Just wanted to touch on one of your shore points. I'm in Ocean City. I've been going there for 19 years, and not the biggest fan of Wildwood. I know you're not going to like that one.
That's all right. I mean, it's all about where you grow up, right?
Yeah.
Like, when you're a kid, it's all about which shore town. That's your loyalty will always stay there.
Yeah. And that's where I grew up. So my family brought me, and I love it there. I would go down to Wildwood every summer for beach blast weekend. That's probably the only time I go down there. But Ocean City's where it's at. And the biggest ripoff, like you said, has got to be the T-shirt shops. Nothing worse than going wanting to get a sweatshirt and having to pay $40-$50.
Oh, it's the worst, right? And they know I got my kid there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So they're they're doing it. I'm like, dude, listen, you got to gouge me for 40, all right? I don't like it. We agreed on 20, 25. It's a T-shirt. It costs $2. It's 20. You going to ask for 80? How about the balls on this guy?
I can go to the store and make it for $4 at my house.
Exactly. Are you kidding me? Coming from Albania, and you want to rip me off an $8 T-shirt because I got my kid here. That's terrible.
we should open up a store on the boardwalk, Cuz Radio, selling shirts for $55. Make a big living down there.
I agree.
We'll open up a spite store.
Oh,
like Larry David.
Sure. Oh, yeah. I love that. Curb Your Enthusiasm. Great show.
Oh, the best, buddy.
All right, Cuz, I love it. You go.
Good stuff, brother. Thank you, man. Right, Judas?
Yes. I'm in.
Spite store.
I'm in.
Spite stand, t-shirt store. Right now, I would love to do that.
Now, I have a tweet that I got to read for you. Because yes. I need your thought on it. Because I don't know which way to go with this opinion. This is from Avalon Bryan, AB. Great listener
Avalon
to the show.
Bryan, yes.
He says the biggest violation are the squatters. He said you can't plant 19 chairs, a canopy, and other paraphernalia on the beach at 7 a.m. and then not show up till 2 p.m.
I agree with that.
Now, the 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., that's too much of a gap.
I agree.
But is it fair? Now, I don't do this, but is it fair to do like, all right, let me get there at 8 in the morning, go back, get the kids, get them all ready, and then all of a sudden you're like maybe an hour or two go by? Because I have a feeling it might be easier to set everything up without, you know, having to drag the kids along too. Now, I'm not a parent. I've never dealt with that. I go by myself. I bring the chair and I'm done.
I gotta be honest with you. I agree with AB.
Okay.
I mean, you can't just go down there and squat early like that. That's a violation. I know. Listen, I know it's first come first serve, but I don't like that. You know, it should be when you go, you go. You stay,
right.
You stay.
Okay.
You can't take up space while you're not there. That's my rule.
Yeah, I think that's fair. All right. I just didn't know. I mean, I don't. You know. I don't have kids, so I don't know a feeling toward that.
No, I get you.
And I'm getting a lot of dog tooth love, by the way, on social media. The bar.
That's a good bar.
So you should check. Yeah, you got to check that out. Their food's great, too.
Yeah, I will. I think I was there, to be honest with you.
It's right near the Domino's.
Yeah. I know the area. I think I was there. Yeah, I definitely think so. All right. Where are we at? Let's go to Brian. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What's going on, cuz?
There he is. I knew it was you.
I got a good violation, and I was probably guilty of it at one point in my life. The meatheads playing football at the edge of the beach when all the kids are there on, like, a Tuesday. You know, like, throwing the ball, trying, you know, throwing the ball. Like, first of all, you should still be in bed. You should still be hungover. Second of all, don't do it on a Tuesday. Saturday, okay. You want to show off on Saturday, do it. But Tuesday, that's family time. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Go flex at the bar. Go flex at Keenan's or wherever else you go. Flex your muscles. Don't do it on the edge of the beach on a Tuesday when there's little girls digging for clams.
I think you're dead on there.
Yeah.
I do. I think you're dead on there, as usual.
And I've probably done it, though, to be honest with you.
Listen, especially when we were in our 20s, we definitely did it.
Yeah, and now I see how wrong it was.
Yeah.
Look like it. You look like a dope. Just, you know, there's...
Right. You're definitely a D-bag doing that. Yep. I agree.
And you wonder why the girls didn't talk to you.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because you look like it. Like a D-back.
Yes. That's dead right. All right. You, I was expecting. It's funny. I saw Brian. Judas text me a bunch of people that we had. I go, that's got to be Brian. This is the perfect. This is all you. Give me your best short treat.
Curly fries.
I love it.
I agree.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
You got to hit them with the vinegar, too.
I'm at, you know what? I don't do the vinegar. Yeah, I'm out, vinegar. I
go half and half. Half just vinegar, half pop.
All right. Give me the best shore amusement.
Like a ride?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go with the one that had the DJ and spun. Can't remember
the name. Yeah. The Himalaya.
That's it. My buddy was the DJ.
The Himalaya, sure.
So we would stop down and troll. That was a good place to try to meet people.
Yeah, perfect. Give me the biggest shore ripoff.
Well, we talked about this last year, the T-shirts.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing that can top the T-shirts. Yeah.
No, it's terrible.
Yeah, I had a guy try to get me for $92 last year, or a couple years ago.
What?
Yeah, $92!
$92, it was a mesh tank top.
Where are you guys getting these stories from?
They are. Was he now baby dude, too? Same guy?
I'm going to guess. Maybe he thought that he knew I was half Italian, and he tried to fuck the price on me.
Oh, that's great.
You know, they wanted their country back from the 1892 war. Maybe there was... There's animosity that way. I don't know. Maybe. I'm not sure what happened.
All right, give me your best sports and sure moment.
The best sports, I was at game five. So that was, I got to put game five down. Can't really top that.
Game five, wow.
Both times.
Beautiful.
And best sure moment, I mean, just anytime you're down there, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Just whenever.
No, I meant best sure and sports moment. So like,
oh, best sure.
I didn't mean like. Well, I'm thinking game five. Yeah, like the best time. Like you were down the shore when something happened sports wise.
Just whenever the World Cup's going on, you know, we always hit a bar early, watch the World Cup, and we're usually pretty toasted by noon.
Nice.
Depending on where the World Cup is, it's always a good crowd.
It is always a good crowd. Good stuff. Brian, I got to give you a couple salutations, please. Let me give you Bo versus Home Slice.
I don't use either. I think Bo is more like a South Philly.
You as a Northeast guy.
Yeah. We don't,
you mortal know, enemy.
Yeah, Home Slice. That's kind of more like a brother term, right? I don't know. I'll go Bo.
All right, Bo moves on. And the last one of the round is Chief versus Coombs. Chief is the four seed, and Coombs is the 13 seed.
Well, I'm going to go Chief.
You're going to go Chief over to Coombs.
Yeah, I've never used Coombs. Chief's kind of like derogatory almost.
Right.
I like it though. All right. Hey, Chief.
You got it, Brian. Good stuff, man. Thanks, buddy. Andrew, Chief versus Coombs.
Let's just forget the fact that I've never heard or used the term Coombs. But I'll just...
So wait, the best is, right? So that's old school. I told you it's old school
right.
Coombs, right? So I was talking to Uncle Greg. Greg Gentile from Family Crisis
yes.
Dodgy Ram, right? And he goes, because he was the one who said Coombs in the first place. And he said, you got a Coombs better advance. And you know, he's like, Uncle Greg, man, you know, he's about Coombs. Now, let me ask you a question. What's cooler? If I say, what's up, Coombs? Tell me that's not cool. The way that flows.
Yeah, Coombs. It's cooler.
Better than Chief.
Yeah, it's cooler.
Hey, Chief.
Oh, you know what? Oh, damn. You know what one we didn't put on here?
What?
Because I'm thinking of my dad. Because my dad, I remember I told you the story. He always called the same guy who collected the money at the one parking lot we always used for the Phillies games. He always called him Chief. But every once in a while, he would switch from Chief to Mac.
Wow, Mac!
It just hit me. And we don't have Mac.
Yeah, we got no Mac. Mac or Mac Daddy.
Yeah. They lost in the playing game. Let's go with that. Hoss took down Mac.
You're right.
For the 11 seed play-in.
Dude, that's a big...
Yeah, Mac was a big one.
That was a big one. We messed up. No Mac. No Mac Daddy. That's a big deal. I agree.
I like where we're at, though. Second round.
Yeah, I do, too. I do, too. We'll start that coming up next week. The second round of salutations. If anybody has any beefs... Now's the time to check in and give us your beefs. So here you go. I'll do it on the other side, all the games where we're at. And this will be your only chance to lodge a protest. Is that fair? Sure stuff as well. 610-632-0975. Taking you up to Mikey Miss. Top of the hour. Cuz Radio, Tunis, 97.5 Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
1 o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Bill Brown, Philly Strong, and celebrating 50 years serving the people of Philadelphia. Visit injurylawyer.com.
All right, 1:30 on Friday. Happy Memorial Day weekend. A little bit of a mist outside. It's all right. I remember a lot. I had great times in the rain. From Memorial Day weekend.
Down the shore?
Yeah. Great times.
So I was a big skim boarder when I was a kid. You know, those things that you sort of throw against the water?
Yes.
Because I couldn't surf, so I went back to skim boarding.
I give you credit for that.
When it would rain heavily, certain pockets of the sand would just turn into the big, like the big ponds, right? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
I would then go down post big rainstorm and then skimboard along that water. You know, it was disgusting because kids probably peed in it, but, you know, whatever.
Ah.
And I would use the big. Real. So yeah, the rain. Sometimes it bummed me out because you can't do stuff. But sometimes you find light in it.
Yeah, but that's, you like the pee area. That's a gross area.
Well, I did it post, like right post rain, not. When there's kids swimming around and their diapers is peeing everywhere.
Great week of playbacks, my man. Great stuff. Fun celebrating the 83 Sixers and the last Sixers title run. That was a great time. And, of course, all of our playbacks, Andrew, brought to you by
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer in your area today.
All right. One other one. That I want to ask you about, and I don't want to get back to the phone lines, but they're on Twitter. We have a pro squatter.
Yeah, so Avalon Brian was anti-squatter, saying you can't go there at 7 a.m. and then come back at 2 p.m. Now, I agree, you can't, that's 7 hours. You can't squat 7 hours ahead of time before you go down, but Brendan Casey tweets in, my parents have a house in North Wildwood. When the entire family is down there, there are 26 of us. Sorry, but I'm not sorry. Getting us all down there at once is impossible. So we go early, drop our stuff off to save the spot. Violation or not, it's necessary. And he also mentions that North Wildwood's beaches are smaller than Wildwood's and the Crests. So he said, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, I mean, 26 people. I mean, that's outrageous, right? I mean, 26 people?
Yeah, maybe do the reunion on the beach.
No, my point is that I go, all right, you know, I can't, in good conscience, I can't, you know, argue with that dude.
Like, but Avalon Brian's tweet, word for word, said you can't plant 19 chairs, a canopy and other paraphernalia on the beach at 7 a.m. So 19 is pretty close to 26.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, I mean, that's crazy, no?
I don't know.
Like, having 26 people, like, what are you going to do? Like, I can't blame. I'm not going to blame this. Can I blame him for that?
I don't know. But you're taking up all that spot, the space. I mean, and he's even saying that there's not much space.
I know.
So he's taking it up and he's not even using it right away.
You're right. I guess that it almost feels like a. I don't know. It feels like a. I give him a pass. 20. How many people go down a street? 26 people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's tough. I've done it for the day trip.
That's a crowded house. You know, I used to like the crowded house. You know, when nobody likes it.
Right.
But, you know, you're looking for floor space. I had my shared nights on the floor.
Yeah, I did.
Thrashing on the floor is a sure staple.
We did the motel though, where it was like 20 of us, and we stayed at one of the gross motels. So we got like four rooms, but there's only two beds to a room. So you know, one night I fell asleep in the bathtub. That was a good time.
Yeah, well, you know,
gotta do what you gotta do.
Gotta do what you gotta do is right.
Now here's a great tweet. And first of all, the Twitter account's great. We have the Folesian Society. This is the Wentzian Society on Twitter.
Oh, nice.
And he goes, major violation.
I like it.
And he says, going to get pizza from your favorite joint and having to wait for an hour because everyone and their grandmother is squatting in the restaurant. Eat your pizza and leave. Yes. There are way too many people that will finish their pizza and sit there and still talk. No, there's limited space here. Let's go.
Oh, so you're saying no lounging.
No, you can't lounge.
Right. Yeah, no leisurely eating the pizza.
Yeah. Eat your pizza and let's go.
How do you here's a question. Like, it's all takeout, right? So, because those places get crazy.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, those lines are going to be long. Takeout only.
Yeah. My father, great line. He went, 26 people. That's an invasion.
Awesome.
That's a great line. All right, let's go to Zach. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Zach.
How's it going, man?
What's happening, Zach?
Not much. I heard you guys talking about the championships and talking about the shore, and I've lived down here year-round since I was about 14. Andrew, I actually moved there from Mantua. So I've lived down here since I was like 14, went to high school down here, so I wanted to give some violations to you guys as like a year-round person.
Yeah, I love it.
All right. So violations are if the only time you ride a bike is at the shore and you disregard every traffic law and just go down and do it, and the last time you were on a bike was the last time you were at the beach, that's a violation.
Okay.
If you moving down here, if you say you're from here, like if I go, oh man, where are you from? And they're like, oh, like I live in Ocean City. Oh man, like, did you go to Ocean City High School? Oh no, like, we live in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, but we have a house in Ocean City.
Oh, yay. You hate that.
Tell me you're from PA, dude. I don't mind.
Yes.
I don't mind summertime people. Like, a lot of them are nice, but don't lie to me and tell me you're from here, like, cause you're here 3 months a year.
Well, I got news for you. You're not wrong. You're not wrong. I mean, listen, I got to respect. You're a true shoreman. I'm a shoobie, and the shoobie can't say.
Well, the thing is, if I just said where you're from, if I'd never met you, didn't know who the cuz was, and you were like, dude, I'm from Philly, I'd be like, oh, awesome, cool. He's just here for the summer and he loves it. But don't lie to me. Don't be like, yeah, I live in Cape May. Oh, really? Cool. Where? Well, we have a summer house, but we're from Exton, PA.
Yes,
like,
yes. No, you're right on. I co-sign that violation.
And then I have an epic shore moment. I work at a most underrated bar scene, if you guys didn't know. Summers Point, New Jersey. Charlie's, Anchorage, Gregory's, Josie Kelly's.
Yeah.
All epic bars. All epic bars. Charlie's got the best wings you'll ever have.
That's a good call by you. You got to be more often, dude. That's a great call by you, man.
More, most underrated bar scene. That's why Ocean City's better, because we got better. Ocean City, you're right across the bridge from Summers Point, and you can bar crawl your ass off, take a cab home.
That's a good point, man. You're like 3 for 3 here, cuz.
And then I got one more for you, Ant. I got one more. This is my best sports shore moment. I actually just got off work. I work at a high school, but I work in a kitchen in the summertime. So I just got off work in the kitchen. I go to the bar where I work, and Ron Hextall had just gotten fired. And there's this guy sitting next to me at the bar, like going, ah, it's about time, this and that. And I talked to this guy for about two hours. And then he told me his name was Dave, and he's drinking red wine spritzers. It was Dave Schultz. It was Dave the Hammer Schultz. It was Dave Schultz. And then I asked him, I'm like, are you Dave Schultz? And he goes, I thought you knew. He was the nicest dude in the world. The nicest guy you'll ever meet.
He lives in Ocean City, right? He lives down there.
Yeah, that was, oh, and another one was when me and my buddies heard Rich Gannon had a shore house. We peeked over his fence and he caught us and we tried to run away. And he was like, no, this is Rich Gannon's house. And he signed our shirts. Like,
oh, did he really?
Yeah, he's like,
I'd give Rich Gannon lots of props there for that.
He like caught us. He's like, hey, what are you guys doing? And we tried to run away. He's like, what are you looking for? It's me. And he like signed our shirt.
Oh, I give him props for that, man.
Yeah.
All right. That's good, man. That's good stuff.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I just wanted to call and give you
great
some
call, dude. Point. You got to call again. You'll be our Shore correspondent, all right?
I love it. Yo, for each year, the Eagles militia, I'll be your Shore guy.
You got it, man. You're in all. You're in. Good stuff, yeah, brother. See
love
you, buddy.
It.
Tunis, do you know who the 26 people Shore House guy tweet is?
No.
Read the what's the handle?
I know the name's Brennan Casey. Hold on, let me get back on the Twitter here.
You're gonna die.
Stamp thing wants to open up.
You're gonna die laughing.
All right, the bird finally flew. We're on the Twitter, checking the notifications. I got nothing.
Gabriel.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's Gabriel.
That's him.
That's Gabriel, who leaves the B&C, whatever it is, Brittany Heat, calls. Gabriel.
I miss him.
Yeah, Gabriel is the best. He said, I mean, it's a nice house, right? They have 5 bedrooms. So it's cool, but they got 26 people. That's a lot of people.
That is a lot of people.
Normandy Beach, my father. All right. Well, do us a favor. 610-632-0975. You got just a few minutes. So chime in. We got a segment left to hang before we let you go. And then Tunis and I have our first cocktail, right?
Yes, immediately when I get home. No working out.
Nah. Tell her. We'll do Tuesday to July 4th weekend.
All right.
Deal. All right. That's what we're doing. But up until Monday through Monday, Bacchanal. All right. That's the word. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975 is how you join us. Cuz Radio with the Tunis right here, 97.5 The Fanatic. Let's talk a little DraftKings. Oh, we got a big match on Sunday. Yeah. We got a big match. We got Tiger, Peyton, you got Brady, Phil. I mean, that's the Titan v. Titan. Goats and Titans, whatever, all the course. Charles on the broadcast, and DraftKings got it all, man. They got a lot of goodies for the big match. And in fact, they're doing a thing. If you're a new user to DraftKings Sportsbook, you get up to $1,000 in bonus, man. Amazing. There you go. They have hole-by-hole betting. They have everything you want for the big match, all kinds of props, and the special promotion that you place a $20 bet on the big event, and you get a free $20 live bet. That means bet 20 and get 20. Here you go. Don't worry. DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino has you covered. DraftKings Sportsbook recently launched a mobile casino as well. So you want to mess around with that this weekend. They got that. All kinds of games and options. Blackjack, roulette, much, much more. Slots, you name it. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code FANATIC when you sign up for a limited time. All new users get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's with code FANATIC. Only DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Gotta be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit the bonus requires a 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. Let's go to DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back. Birthday weekend holiday. Plenty seagulls. Cheers, plenty seagulls. It is hysterical because somehow, because they connote beach and shore, the sound is pleasing. And that's about it. Everything else about them, they're roaches with wings. That old saying is right on. All right, let's get to Mark. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Mark.
What's up, cuz?
What's happening, brother?
Nothing. Before I jump into the shore, I feel like with this, with the season resuming, whether NBA or NHL, and where if there's going to be an asterisk next to any team's names, it definitely will not be the Flyers, considering they're one of the hottest teams and one of the best teams in the league. So, especially because they're getting a bye, they come out, get hot, and play well, and end up winning. Definitely won't be an asterisk. As for the Sixers, big asterisk, because they were just a disappointment all season long, and I feel like they will definitely have an asterisk next to their name if they end up making it that far, which
crazy.
I don't think is a possibility.
All right. So, it's a great argument because, and we kind of got lost in it, but I agree, no asterisks for the Flyers, but if they play a full NBA playoff with seven-game series and you win that, there shouldn't be an asterisk with the Sixers.
Yeah, I know. It's just, I feel like in the NBA's perspective, they're bringing it back just because LeBron, especially with all this Jordan stuff coming out, they're giving LeBron a fair shake.
Yeah, but again, all kidding aside, I mean, you know, I mean, of all sports to come back, it's easier to put a basketball thing back, right? Because there's not a lot of people. Everybody can go to Disney. So, like, to me, I love the fact, I'm excited. When I read the NHL thing, it got me pumped up. And I was like, if Flyers win that thing, it's not a bogus cup. I don't think it's a bogus cup. And I still say the same thing with the Sixers. It's not bogus.
So. Yeah, I mean, personally, I won't agree with anybody that calls it bogus because I'm a Philly fan. If we win, I would be ecstatic like anybody else. But I kind of, I guess, agree because the last time I was supposed to go to a Flyers game was the day the NHL ended because I was supposed to go when they played Tampa in Tampa, and it just didn't happen.
Oh, I remember that. Wow, that sucks. Yeah.
But with the shore, Chuna's Dog Tooth is the best place in Wildwood by far. They got this Bang Bang Shrimp. It's top.
Love the Bang Bang Shrimp.
Top one.
Is delicious. Yes.
Can't argue with that. And with the Ocean City Wildwood AC Vegas perspective, I totally agree. I went to Ocean City until I was like 11, 12, and then I went to Wildwood. I've never left. I've worked there every summer since I was 13, and I'm going down there today to go to work. So,
nice.
But yeah, man.
Good for
with
you,
the shore,
brother.
Major violation with the shore. You got to view the boardwalk as a street. So the people that walk on the boardwalk on the opposite side of the flow of traffic, major violation.
Wow, I agree. I think that's very good.
Yeah.
Excellent work by you, brother.
I try.
You got it, man. Good call. See you, brother.
We have a great ripoff on Twitter from Michael, the hermit crab. Oh, God, I hate it.
Horrible. Horrible. Hermit crab ripoff. Andrew, you and I never got into this. The bogus cup.
I know. The Flyers would be legit.
Oh, you said you were going to go bogus.
Yeah, the Flyers would be legit because I thought they were going to win. No, I'm kidding.
So what do you say?
I still think it's bogus.
So you think a Flyer Cup is bogus?
Regardless, if somebody wins the championship in NBA or NHL.
You did not want to say this on the air.
No, you're right. But either way, NBA or NHL, I go, all right, you guys had 2 months. And if I'm going to feel that way about the NBA, I have to feel that way about the NHL. Even though I think the Flyers could have had a chance more so than the Sixers, I think Sixers win. If the Sixers win, I think it's because they had 2 months rest. Flyers, I go, well, if they win, I still think they had a chance. But regardless, I would have that same sort of stain on either championship.
Interesting.
Either way, I'm celebrating, I'm partying, but I go, it's kind of bogus.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. But what about the bill for 16 does nothing for you?
No, it still doesn't.
You are stubborn.
Yes, I am.
You are stubborn.
I need to grow a bomber.
I don't know how you could say one is okay, but the other's not. I don't get how you could say one is not bogus.
Well, no, they are both. No, they're both bogus. But I would say going into it, if there was no pandemic and there was no stoppage, I think the Flyers had a legit chance to make a run.
Wow.
Even though I didn't think they would win, I just think they had a chance more so than the Sixers.
Yeah, but it will, they will have been built for 16. That's the argument. The argument is, look, they're built for 16. They win in the playoffs. So they won in the playoffs. And if they play, like, I would agree it's bogus if you don't play seven-game series.
Right. And if they do, like, a three-game series. Yeah.
NCAA, 20, something stupid, right? But otherwise, all right, well, so there was a layoff, but, you know, once teams get going and are back into playing, you're playing, you're playing. Who cares? You can't go, and I don't understand how it's, like, look at hockey for a second. They do the 24 teams, right?
Mm-hmm.
The play-in, and as soon as they get to 16, they go to seven-game series.
Yes.
And the Flyers will then play.
The first round bye.
So they'll have still gone through, just like it would be any other year. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Congratulations.
Wow. You just think bogus no matter what, huh?
I kind of do. Two month layoff.
All right. You would not celebrate?
Oh, of course I'd celebrate. I'd be drunk.
It wouldn't mean anything to you?
No, I would go crazy. But then I'd sit back and go, I wonder if that two-month layoff really helped.
What would be bogus? A win now or Philly's beating the Rays?
Because
my buddy Boo used to always say, they beat the Rays, they didn't beat the Yankees. Now, he celebrated and loved it, but...
No, I go a win now. Because they went through the grind of the 162-game schedule with no two-month layoff and went through the playoffs and
won. But I don't understand what the two-month layoff does for them. It doesn't for anybody else. By the way, Mikey Miss up next at 2 o'clock. Our handoff brought to you by Philadelphia Hand and Shoulder Center, specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more information, visit hand2shouldercenter.com. All right, listen, have a great weekend, everybody. Have fun, man. Just go wild. Forget about it. Enjoy yourself. Have fun. Be careful. And we'll see you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.